14 June 2000 and something. Eber Fodor returned home with two sweaty fistfuls of Harris Teeter grocery bags, poured some canola oil into a pan, sliced onions, removed three steakums from the upper level of his Frigidaire to prepare for another bachelor's dinner. It took him about 2 minutes to turn on his satellite TV, and there on QVC, hello. Who's the pup in the red sweater? Curly hair, big chin, bright teeth. She looks like she stepped out of a pelican flag. She's selling the chance of a lifetime, a family unit, the Dreamalizer system, complete with theater frame, wraparound glasses, versatility gloves, full body sensor pads, and case control. All in 18 risk-free installments of $20.99 a month. All this can and should be yours. You put in the work. The white-collar, soul-sucking, furtive email-sending toil. Anyway, by now, Emmer was punching in the number into his Nokia phone, hit dial, and quickly canceled the call so the number would be saved into the phone. And guess what? Just then, the all-too-familiar ringtone, Sly and the Family Stone, Stone Cowboy, rang, and the LCD said, Reggie. Ah, shit, who's Reggie? Right, the guy from the show, the other night, the drummer, and now Reggie's talking, he's talking about all the music from his teenage years, all those West Coast guitar bands. Didn't it seem like they lost the red, their anger, their vitality right around the time that we started talking to women? Pearl Jam made Yield, and oh man, all those weak side projects. Stop, Emerson. The thing is, man, I got this call on the other line. It's my Aunt Kathy, and she's got this problem with her kidneys, and I just need to take a message. Whoa, Reggie said, yeah, I'll call you back. How's that? Okay, sure. His thoughts returned to the Dreamalizer. He redialed the number, slunk over to the window, checked his sensor on the street, and went through a series of automated message commands, hitting 013 like a chimp, like he was being paid $10 an hour by the psychology department. And then voila, finally he gets a live breathing representative. Hi, this is Polly. Can we interest you in an 18-month Dreamalizer package? Polly, let's make it happen, Emmer intoned, staring off into the air-conditioned middle distance of his two-bedroom, one-bath townhouse. It was metro-accessible, but not on the kind of street where you really meet anyone, save 9-to-5 weekend barbecue Gestapos and the Washington Post delivery man Emmer encountered every 5 a.m. over the last cigarette of the night. Proceeded to give his full name and fill up a address, credit information, and with a cavalier laugh, ended the call. And the hum of kitchen appliances leapt to the fore with his 10 p.m. sentences. 2 weeks later, Emmer is lost in the Dreamalizer with Pelican committing a bank robbery in Malibu. Then back at the hotel, he's twitching spasmodically, sweating in ounces, writhing to the machine, breaking natural law with Pelican. Everything's permissible. And Emmer's in the red on his credit line. His body's gone to hell. He's malnourished and atrophied, but he's downloaded a virtual counselor who talks to him into buying Nike cross trainers, low-fat steakums. You may chalk it up to coincidence, but Emmer's social standing stagnated the more he waded into the muddy stratum of the Dreamalizer. And that's just one way down.